Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 21st.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is fawn, spelled F-A-W-N. Fawn is a verb. To fawn over someone is to court their favor by groveling or by flattering the person. Fawn is also sometimes used of dogs to mean to show affection. Here's the word used in a sentence from Romper.com by Jamie Kenny. It seems that being a tough guy who finds his soft spot in the form of a child is his, actor Pedro Pascal's, thing, and we are here for it. You know who else is here for it? Pedro Pascal. In true daddy fashion, he is a spectacularly good sport about constantly being fawned over in this manner. Language lovers, rejoice. If you're the sort of person who fawns over etymology, one of the best sorts of people in our opinion, then you'll be glad to know the story of the word fawn. It comes ultimately from the Old English adjective fagin, meaning glad, by way of the Old English fanyan, meaning to rejoice. But we're not finished yet. Note that this fawn is not, despite appearances, related to the noun fawn that refers to a young deer. For that, we can thank the Latin noun fetus, meaning offspring. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.